Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. Hey, listen, you guys gave me a call that I think it's just to come on that you have capital, that it's a possibility that I might be able to borrow.
Yeah, 100%. What company were you with?
Orange Coast Chiropractic Group. My name is Dr. Keith Kausler.
Yeah, I think I gave you a call today.
Well, it was yesterday, actually.
Yeah. So, you know, what are you looking to do? You can get some capital for. What's your project?
I want to get some capital for to pay off, consolidate some loans, and to market the office.
Yeah. So, yeah, what kind of loans are you dealing with? Got some, you know, current working capital loans?
Well, I have one that I haven't paid off yet, but I don't have any current working capital loans at all right now.
Okay. What kind of loans you got going on? Just
Well, right now I have cash call. I owe him $2,500.
Okay, that's it.
I'm sorry.
And what else? Nah. And you said you were gonna do some advertising too.
Yeah, we're gonna do some marketing. We want to take and send out some brochures and different things to get the office busy. And to do some constant contact, I'm going to hire a person to start sending out marketing materials on the internet to try to capitalize on the patients in the area.
Yeah. You know, have you done marketing before? Have you had any success with it?
Yeah. I've been in practice about 38 years. I've done a lot of different stuff.
Oh, wow. How'd you get involved? You just decided you want to be a chiropractor? You just had a passion for it?
Well, I got my back fixed from a chiropractor, and I found out that it really works. And when I was in high school, I decided that's what I wanted to be. That's what I became.
Yeah, good for you, man. My mom is a dentist. You know, I grew up in that kind of industry. She rented out some office space to a chiropractor, so I'm pretty familiar with. You know, I used to go get my back cracked about twice a week when I was younger, growing up.
Sure.
But how did you get a quote on this advertising at all?
No, I don't have any code. I just wanted to get the capital to take and to be able to use it whatever I need. If I need to get specifics, then I can.
Yeah,
I don't have any specifics at this particular time. I have a gal that wants to, she was going to charge me $15 an hour on doing it, and then she has to pay for constant contact, and then also I want to update some of my equipment in the office too, you know.
Okay.
I don't have any free cash.
I got you. Well, what kind of equipment are you looking at? Because we're going to do that in a separate. You know, we have programs for capital and programs for equipment. So we actually process them separately with separate applications. So what kind of equipment are you looking to replace?
Well, what I was looking at, one of the things I wanted to get is a range of motion for physical therapy. It runs around $4,200.
Mm-hmm. What does that do? Is it just...
It takes and measures whether the physical therapist is actually helping the patient or not, and it also documents it and prints it up with a computer so you can take and put it in their file and show that everything's been taken care of properly.
Yeah, you know what, I actually think I had one of those when I really dislocated my arm really bad when I was like 15, and, you know, they told me it wouldn't go straight again, so I remembered something of that nature, kind of seeing how straight I can get my arm, the exact degree.
Sure.
So I think I've, you know, something of that nature, like I said. What's your return on investment on that in this? Is it just, you know, just upgrade the office as a whole, or, you know, is there specific numbers?
I would say probably upgrade the office and to pay off a couple of debts that I have besides the cash call. Just to pay off some debts and to get everything running current and have some working capital sitting in the bank that I can use to take and to promote the office.
Yeah, so how much capital are we looking at? Do you have a range?
I'm looking at about a maximum of around 30.
Okay. Max 30K. And, you know, do we have any time frames kind of just as soon as possible? Like, are you making any payments on these loans? I'm assuming, are they daily or weekly?
No, not, it's monthly.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
No.
Perfect, perfect. And the working capital.
And I would be interested in. I had a loan about a year or two ago, and they were daily. They were taking money out of the account. And what I would prefer is to pay it once a week, because the cash flow goes up and down. I can make sure money's in there all the time. But when they just take it out all the time, sometimes when there isn't cash, and then I'm getting NSF fees, and then it costs me a lot more money at the end. So then I paid them off early.
Did you get early payment, like a discount?
No.
We do that for some of our programs, depending on what you qualify for. But yeah, you never get penalized or anything like that. I know some loan companies do that to you. It's kind of ridiculous. It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Any way they can get you. But the working capital is actually based off of sales instead of credit history, which is kind of nice and different. So what did you do in sales last year? You know, just roundabout, like top-line revenue.
Well, let me take and pull it up, and I'll give you what. Let me pull it up here for last year in total?
Yeah.
Okay, I can get that in about, let's see. Statistics. I want for the year, last year, 2015. Create report. It's running all of the figures right now, but I'll be able to give you the cash, the total charges, total write-offs, everything. I'll have it in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, are you 100% owner here? Do you have any other people you work with? Perfect. And have you...
credit is not good.
Yeah, I mean, that's no problem. We work with programs, tiers A through D, so, you know, we're kind of used to it.
Okay, well, I'm just kind of letting you know.
No problem.
I used to be A paper, but now I'm probably around a C minus or a D, so...
What happened?
The insurance industry has been paying us, been ripping us, and wanting money back. You know, I got about 120 on auto accidents that's just sitting there waiting for them to settle, and now they're giving the attorneys a hard time on settling it. They won't even talk to them about settling a case until they file it as a lawsuit. Then they'll talk to them and start negotiating. Now that's their new thing.
Oh, it sounds like they're dragging their feet.
Yeah, well, they're trying to maximize the amount of interest they get on their money in the bank. So, I mean, all of those little things, put them all together, it just kind of makes my cash flow really, really tough.
Have you looked anywhere else for financing? Like, have you gone to your banker, anything like that?
No, my bank will not lend me any money. My credit's not that good for them to even consider it.
Yeah, well, that's...
I'm being honest with you. I mean...
Oh, yeah, it's going to help us down the road.
Because you're going to find out anyway. All right, so let's see my total. Let's see, adjusted credit cards. Total received was $339,288.81.
$339,000. Perfect. $340,000. Yeah, I mean, so we usually... try and shoot for around 10-15% of gross annual sales, so you're fitting right into that figure with your, you know, maximum range being around 30, so that works out perfectly. And yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do if you can't get this loan through us? Are you gonna try just a different financing
company?
Do you have any other plan B's?
No worries. I mean, if I have to, I can talk to some friends of mine. They'll give me the money. That's not a non-issue. But I don't like to put a friendship in jeopardy.
Yeah. Why would it's not really worth it? Do you take any credit cards at all, or do you just mostly?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
My credit card, because I was changing companies. I know it. My average sale on my credit cards are $84 per sale. And over the last 4 months, and the total credit cards, credit card was a little over $30,000 last year.
Okay, so I mean, we sometimes ask for merchant statements as well. It's just going to help you out, you know, justify more cash flow for you. So yeah, send those over with your application as well. I'll give you a short list of the things I need to process it. But yeah, it's just a one-page application, 6 months of bank statements, and your last tax return along with the merchant statements. And if you have any of those current loans. If you could just elaborate, it's just the $2,500 one. Is there anything else?
Yeah. Well, we have one that right now I'm kind of fighting with them that I owe $59,000 on. Okay, mm-hmm. And an attorney, and we're setting it all up with them that I do owe that.
And you're fighting that case because
yes, we are.
Perfect. Who's that with? I mean, 59.
Huh?
Who's that with?
Who's that with? Great Plains, New York.
Great Plains.
They were hard money. It was with Bank of America, and then they switched it over to Great Plains. And then I asked them to cut the payment down a little bit for about 6 months because my mom, you know, I had some family issues. I had a sick parent. And I asked for 6 months to drop it in half, and then we'll go right back up or maybe even pay it off. And then that red flag came up, and then they sent it to an attorney. And I said, it's not that I don't want to pay, but I don't have the money to pay all that a month consistently.
Yeah, and sometimes that's
so
an issue.
That is
you can't. Yeah, I mean, we still should be able to help you.
I could have campaigned. Now that I look back, it would have been easier.
Yeah, exactly. Then now you're involved in litigation. There's all this, you know, nonsense. You know, when was that? When, like, is this from a few years back, or is this more recent?
Well, I've been paying on the loan for probably about 5 years. It was an $80,000 loan, and my balance is dropped to $59,000, and that's where that's at. And before that, the last 2 years I've been paying Great Plains, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all been prepaid. All the checks were already pre-written and given to them.
And were those daily payments or weekly payments as well, something like that?
They were weekly.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, sounds like, you know, we can help you out here. You know, got all the information I need to, you know, get this started. Where can I shoot over an application for you and, you know, a little list of things I'm going to need?
Yeah, drbones, B-O-N-E-S, the number 4 at hotmail.com.
Drbones 4 at hotmail. Perfect. How long do you think it's going to take to get all this together?
I'll have it together by 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the latest.
All right, sounds good. I'll look for that there. I'll send it over in about, not even 5 minutes, all right? So just take a look out for that in your inbox. And if I don't hear back from you, I'll circle up around the same time tomorrow, 2:30, 3 o'clock. Perfect. Sounds good. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.